The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today, we're going to be talking about the reduction, reuse, and recycling initiatives of Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. And our guest is Angelina Brandt. She's Director of Sustainability at Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. Angela is an environmental science professional with multidisciplinary areas of expertise in waste sustainability, and for the past 8 years, Angelina has worked in the solid waste and recycling industry. She holds a bachelor's degree of technology from the Department of Agricultural Engineering at SUNY Cobleskill, where she studied environmental energy technologies and waste management. She's also a very active member of the New York State Association for Reduction, Reuse, and Recycling, among other industry groups and leadership organizations. Angelina is also a lifelong resident of Saugerties. So, Angelina, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much, Vincent. I really appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation with you about UCRA and all that we're up to. It's great to connect with you.
Yeah, and it's good to have you here. So let's start with you telling us a little bit about UCRA, which is the acronym. Why was it created? How and why was it created? And what programs and services does it offer?
Absolutely. So the UCRRA, or UCRA, has actually been serving Ulster County with our mission for over 30 years. UCRRA was created back in the 1980s, as many of our local solid waste landfills were being closed. And the county needed a long-term solution for the management of municipal solid waste or garbage. And at that time, the county legislature requested that the state create an independent agency to develop, finance, and implement a long-term solid waste program here in Ulster County. So the UCRRA was created in 1986 as a solid waste authority and a public benefit corporation. So public authorities do manage some of the most important infrastructure in New York. Public authorities can manage things like highways and bridges and water or power. And so UCRRA is a public authority that happens to manage and have oversight over waste. And so we've been proudly serving Ulster County with our mission for over 30 years. Our mission is to protect public health and the environment by managing Ulster County's waste with a focus on resource conservation. And so now, 30 years later, UCRRA coordinates the final disposal of all of the solid waste that's generated in the county. We operate two waste transfer stations in the town of Ulster and New Paltz, a dual stream recycling center or a materials recovery facility. We operate an industrial scale composting program. We have free electronics recycling services and a household hazardous waste collection service, among many other programs and outreach and education services, which I have the pleasure of directing. So it's a big job. It's a tough job, but we're really happy and proud to be serving our community with this mission.
An essential job. So just out of curiosity, so when the existing landfills got filled up or they couldn't take any more, then they get capped. Is that right? And then, and so in that, thereby we needed to have a place to send trash from all of the different municipalities in Ulster County.
That's correct. So prior to the 1986, each town had their own town landfill. And there was the development of more strict regulations requiring how those landfills are operated or decommissioned at the end of their life. And so, yeah, at that time, all of our communities had to kind of decommission their landfill and follow very specific steps on how to do that correctly. And so we've come a long way since 1986, and, you know, landfills are built very differently now. And, you know, since all of the local landfill space has gone away, we've been shipping our waste very, very far away to dispose of it. So I'd love to tell you a little bit more about that as well.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
So when we, you know, throw things away, even the language we use to describe garbage, right? Throwing things away kind of alludes to how disconnected we are from what actually happens to our garbage. So in Ulster County, all the waste that's generated from homes, schools, and businesses, that's what we call municipal solid waste. So all of that ultimately is directed to one of our facilities because of a local law called the Flow Control Law that requires all of that soft bagged garbage to come into our facilities and into our care. And then from there, waste is live loaded onto tractor trailers and exported for final disposal at a landfill out in Western New York. It's called the Seneca Meadows Landfill, and it is the largest active landfill facility in New York State. And it's regulated by about 50 different federal, state, and local permits. It uses state-of-the-art environmental technologies. And it's what we call a sanitary landfill, meaning it has a lot of environmental controls in place. It's not like the landfills of yesteryear where it was just an open dumping burial ground.
I can imagine. I mean, why would any community in the world want to take trash and garbage from every other place and do that unless they were reasonably assured that there was safety involved in that?
Yeah. Absolutely. And so that has been our system here locally. However, shipping waste to a very distant landfill continues to be very challenging and very expensive. Last year, the UCRRA managed about 106,000 tons of garbage and another 35,000 tons of like construction and demolition waste. And so that requires about 15 of those tractor trailer transport trips every day that were open, moving about 35 tons at a time to this distant landfill. It's about 500 miles round trip, and consumes about 95 gallons of diesel per trip. And so there's a huge carbon impact from that system. And it's actually been calculated to be about 4% of the county's greenhouse gas emissions inventory, according to the Ulster County Department of the Environment. And so, you know, I think we really are focused as a society and as an organization, and certainly in the work I do as the director of sustainability here, to try to minimize the amount of waste that we make. And that's a very kind of abstract concept for some people. But, you know, we do have a very strong commitment to that. And as part of our sustainability story, told you a little bit about the garbage side of our business, but last year alone, we recycled almost 12 million pounds of plastic, glass, metal, and paper at our recycling center in Kingston. And we composted over 20 million pounds of organic materials last year alone. We recover about 300,000 pounds of different types of electronic devices, which again, we accept for free, and over 90,000 pounds of toxic chemicals through our safe disposal program, which is also a free service. So we're extremely proud of these accomplishments.
Yeah, keeping all of that out of our drinking water and ecosystem is really, really important work. So In terms of recycling, you know, I've heard varying percentages and numbers with respect to recycling. And we just had the deputy director of Beyond Plastics on one of our earlier programs where she talked about plastics specifically, that the recycling rate for plastics is only about 6%. So is that really a function of people not recycling enough, or is it not having the markets for the recycling products, or some combination of those things?
This is a great question. And there's some nuance with this type of question and looking at different types of recycling rates. So I first want to reflect on how much plastic is actually in our world today. And when we're trying to measure how much plastic actually gets recycled, there's a lot of plastic that was never designed for recyclability in the first place. Just think about all the plastic waste in the medical industry, in hospitals or nursing homes, right? Plastic is used for rigid things like furniture and all different types of things. And so I'm always very skeptical of these numbers, trying to measure how much gets recycled, because the larger issue in my point of view is that these objects were never designed for recyclability in mind. And so when it comes to packaging sustainability, there's a lot that we can do differently. And I think it really starts with more regulatory framework to engage the manufacturers of all this plastic packaging.
Yeah, she talked about that because she said, you know, that a lot of the, you know, the recycling that the manufacturers put forward was really a form of greenwashing in a sense. Like, you know, we'll just do recycling and make people feel good, but then most of our products are not recycled.
Yes.
So that's really interesting. We want to learn a lot more about all these things, but first we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking about the reduction, reuse, and recycling initiatives of Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. And our guest is Angelina Brandt, who's Director of Sustainability at UCRRA. Angelina, before the break, we were talking about recycling and your various services. And one of the things you mentioned was hazardous waste take back. And I was just always curious as to what happens to all of these chemicals and strange combination of things that people bring into the hazardous waste events. First of all, why is it so important to do that? And secondly, what happens to them?
Absolutely. So everyone has household hazardous waste. There are things in the home that could be chemically reactive. They could be potentially flammable or caustic. And it's really important that we never flush chemicals down the drain or put them into the regular trash. They do require safe disposal. And so we offer a program 4 times per year that residents can make an appointment and bring in some household chemicals and toxic materials. And we're able to do this because we hire a specialized vendor that is specialized in toxic waste removal. And they're really the best in the country, in my opinion, this level of service. The company that we hire is called Clean Harbors Environmental. And so all that material that the residents bring in will get sorted into various categories depending on the chemical substance or the qualities of that substance. And then it will be shipped to their facilities in the United States for further sorting and processing. And some chemicals can be easily neutralized so that nothing is landfilled in a hazardous state. Or some materials can be potentially recovering energy value, which is the case for things like waste fuel or oil-based paint. And so it's really important to keep these materials out of the landfill and out of our water supply for public health, but also for public safety, because the sanitation workers in our industry face a lot of hazards. And if we put things into the garbage that could potentially cause harm or start fires at recycling centers or solid waste centers, that's always a huge risk that we take in the tough work that we do. So we really need everyone's participation and engagement in how to do the right thing with things like paints and light bulbs and, batteries and pool chemicals and all that kind of stuff. If anyone is unsure how to dispose of those things, I urge them to call our recycling hotline or visit our website.
Yeah, really great information. In fact, and very timely too, because we're about to, in a few weeks, go up to Woodtown of Woodstock, where they found some trace amounts of PFAS in their public water supply. And that can be one source of it, but actually there are 16,000 chemicals that go under the PFAS umbrella. And most of them can get into drinking water by people flushing them down the toilet, pouring them into the ground, whatever. So, you know, anyone who owns property or has a septic system, or even on a public wastewater system, don't flush chemicals down the toilet. Do not pour them on the ground or in the ground, because it causes a lot of problems down the line. So, Angelina, let's shift gears entirely to a very interesting project called the Tiffin Project. Really, really great. And I'll let you tell our listeners all about it.
Sure. So for those who might not be aware of what a Tiffin is a reusable stainless steel container that can be used like a lunchbox or a takeout container when you're dining on the go. A few years ago, we learned that the New Paltz Climate Action Coalition and the Climate Smart Task Force was selling Tiffins and having a community conversation about the benefits of bringing your own reusable food container. And they were conducting outreach to local restaurants in New Paltz. And myself and my colleague, Tanisia White, who's our recycling educator here at UCRA, we felt so inspired to learn about their work. And we wanted to find a way to expand on what they were doing and bring this idea to more communities. And then we learned about the community grants program through P2I. P2I is the Pollution Prevention Institute, and it's sponsored by the New York State DEC through the Environmental Protection Fund, and they operate out of the Rochester Institute of Technology. And so each year, P2I offers a community grants program that provides competitive awards to support projects that raise awareness about pollution prevention practices, with the goal of improving the health and the environmental quality and the economic vitality of communities all across New York State. And so my colleague Tanisi and I developed this proposal for a countywide outreach program to educate local citizens about the benefits of using Tiffins. And we asked other climate smart communities to get involved by joining us and hosting an event in their community so that we could have an engaging community conversation or educational workshop, and then distribute Tiffins for free to any resident who wanted to come to the workshop. And these partnerships that we've built have been so instrumental to building momentum and awareness about the project and all the events we're planning. And so we're really proud of that. We were one of 12 recipients statewide of this type of grant. And so we're glad and really grateful to P2I for seeing the value in our project and really enabling us to bring this idea to a larger platform.
Wow. So first of all, congratulations on the grant. Wonderful, good work.
Thank you.
Describe if you will, just what a workshop it is all about.
Sure. So a lot of these events are happening in the evening hours. We wanted to give people some options and accessibility to come and attend the class. And at the class, we'll be educating about certain pollution prevention topics. So people in these classes are going to learn about the waste climate connection and the amount of single-use packaging waste in the food service industry. They're going to learn about the life cycle of what typically happens to all of this waste, the environmental harms, and the potential health harms associated with single-use packaging. And it will be a jam-packed hour-long class followed by a Q&A period and hopefully a very lively discussion with our community and some other special like outreach stations and things like that that we have planned. So we're really looking forward to it.
And you, how many of these are will you be doing off the bat?
We're hosting 6 events in 5 mm-hmm. different communities, and so they're free to attend. We're going to be at the Kingston Library on Thursday, July 11th, at the Phoenicia Farmers Market on Sunday, July 14th. We'll be at the Gardner Library on Tuesday, July 16th, I believe, and at the Saugerties Library at the end of the month on the 22nd. And then Kingston City Hall on July 29th and Elting Memorial Library in New Paltz on July 31st. So we've spread out these 6 events all throughout the month of July to kind of coincide with the messaging of plastic-free July and to be plastic-free for the month of July. And so, sign up on our website now at ucrra.org. Just go right under the events and classes tab to learn more details about all of these. And as I mentioned, most of these events are in the evening, either starting at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock. So come on out to the library and meet your local climate smart groups and get a free tiffin. It's going to be fun. We've got a lot of content that is, very educational, but we really want to empower people with the power of reuse and how easy it is to make a difference just by choosing to reuse.
Yeah. And really, we can't leave minimizing climate change and environmental pollution to the experts. Everyone has a responsibility and a role to play. And it doesn't have to be, something that's difficult or where there are a lot of sacrifices. It's really just changing a little bit of, behavior and probably having some fun and making some friends along the way. So it's all brilliant work. It's really important work. And we are so grateful to have you there doing this work and your colleagues at UCRRA. So thank you so much for all of the work that you do for the Tiffin Project, for hazardous waste disposal, for composting, and everything else. So thank you very much.
Oh, I so appreciate your kindness, Vincent. And yeah, we're definitely here for you. We're here for the community. I'm really empowered by the passion of all of my colleagues and the service-minded commitment that we have and the energy we bring to the work that we do. And so I invite your listeners, anytime you have any questions about what to do with certain types of waste or how to recycle or where can you compost, give us a call on the recycling hotline. It's very easy to remember. It's 336-3336. And you'll get me or my colleague Tanisha. We're happy to point you in the right direction of how to make more sustainable choices with your waste. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get our mission out there and speak with you today, Vincent. Thank you.
It's great to have you. And again, that website is ucrra.org, right?
That's right.
I got it. Okay. Thank you so much, Angelina. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.